Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, everybody. It's For Crying Out Loud, but we're running a best of today.
It's a dark week. Yeah. So before we start, let us tell you about, did you know that right now GEICO is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? Yeah, that's 15% on top of the money GEICO could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your dog to make you breakfast in bed with Belgian waffles and a fresh fruit compote? As nice as that sounds, it's probably never going to happen, but at least there's never been a better time to switch to GEICO. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit geico.com to learn more.
Hi guys, it's Viola Benson and Gabriel Damore, and we're joining today for a new episode of Too Tired to Be Crazy. We are finally back. We have signed with Podcast One, and we're so excited to be part of the team. We are constantly trying to grow as people, and we're trying to educate ourselves, so it's okay if there's something we said that you didn't agree with. Let us know and let's have a conversation.
Yes.
We want to hear your thoughts. So,
I'm open to learning.
Me too.
Be sure to check out Too Tired to Be Crazy with Violet Benson on Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.
I just downloaded it.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on.
Up, everybody. It's For Crying Out Loud.
Yes, it is. And it's Friday.
Yay. What's going on, Stephanie?
Well, before we fully get started, I have lots of little stories for you, but I just want to give a shout out to our Patreon friends of the show, Michelle McKibben.
You.
What's up, girl?
What's up, Michelle?
Kelly Brandt. Love
Hi,
you, babe.
Kelly.
Jacob
Hi, Kelly.
Crowley. You're the best.
What's up, Jacob?
Leslie Wyckoff.
Leslie,
you're
my girl.
So sweet. Such a nice supporter. Lewis. Hi, Lewis.
Hi, Lewis.
Lewis Juarez. And Ishan Vajpayee.
Can't forget Ishan.
All friends of our show.
Thank you guys so much. We love you. Thank
so,
you.
So this morning, mm-hmm. driving my kids to school.
You were not the neighbor?
Okay. I have an update about that.
Oh, to tell.
Okay. So some of you guys were listening to Patreon. I told this story on Patreon because I was worried about getting in trouble about my neighbor who didn't want to carpool with me in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God, I should have talked about this on Patreon, but it's not a big enough update.
Right.
And I'm not
okay.
upset anymore.
Okay.
Okay, but the update to that is that I let it go.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people on Patreon were writing to me and going, girl, you got to let it go. Like, that's mm-hmm. – basically, my neighbor is open for carpooling in the afternoon, but she lives right around the corner from me and did not want to carpool in the morning because she said it stresses her out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, bitch, it stresses me out that you don't want to carpool.
Yeah. So if anybody's
so
going to be stressed out, let's pick one person. No, so the thing is I think that it triggered something for you.
Yeah.
Bigger,
I got upset.
Bigger than – it wasn't just that.
It was me feeling – and I don't want to get myself in trouble. But it was me feeling like, wow, I kind of asked for help. Like, also, I had an expectation that because we're such close neighbors, she literally lives on the next block from me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I couldn't understand from her viewpoint why that would be stressful. I wasn't just saying like, hey, can you take my kid to school every day? I was saying, hey, let's help each other out a couple times a week.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
No point in us both driving The thing is, I have to drive kind of far in one direction to take Elby. Mm-hmm. Then I have to drive far in the other direction to take the twins. Mm-hmm. Now you're probably saying to yourself, where's John? Mm-hmm. Well, John has been taking the twins to school.
Right.
Because I don't have a carpool for Elby. If I had somebody, if sometimes Elby got taken to school, then I could take the twins or vice versa. And one of us wouldn't have to leave the house, which mm-hmm. would be brilliant.
Yeah.
But I had to just let it go. I wasn't going to get in an argument with this mom
right.
based on the fact she's telling me she made a boundary. I don't want to do a carpool in the morning. It's stressful.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay. So I let it go. I acted better than I felt about it. I didn't continue on saying, well, how about now? Well, how about now? So I didn't. The like 2 weeks into school, or basically, I don't know, 3 weeks into school, she said, hey, if you want, I can take Elby tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had said on Mondays I go to do my podcast, and that day I really
right, need the
it
help.
Would help me. Mm. But she, anyway, my other friend was going to come pick up Elby, and this neighbor, though, said, I can take her in the morning for you. And I was like, great. Can I take your daughter the next day?
Uh-huh.
You know?
Right.
You know, I don't want somebody just doing me a favor.
Right.
I want to share. And she was like, sure.
Nice.
And I was like, okay. And then it turns out that we both take our kids at the exact same time. Elby likes to be very early to school.
Mm-hmm.
She likes right. We have to be there by 7:50, but Elby likes to get to school by 7:30, mm-hmm. which means we need to leave at 7:15.
Yeah.
If we leave at 7:15, they get dropped off at 7:30. And so does this woman's daughter.
Okay.
So it kind of worked out. So that week we did – that was last week. We did
nice.
Monday and Tuesday. Then towards the end of the week, I was like, hey, like if you want – you want to take Elby on Thursday and I'll take your daughter on Friday? And she was like, sure.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that. And then last night I texted her and I was like,
and
hey.
She's like, don't push it, bitch.
Well, no, she didn't. But I said, hey, do you want to take Elby for me tomorrow morning and I'll take Lily Tuesday again? I was like, if you don't, no pressure. It's totally fine.
She's like, you're not going to do a Patreon.
She wrote, sure. So
well, nice.
Cautious optimism on
that's
that.
That's very nice. Good.
So this morning I'm taking Sadie and Zender to school on my way to come here.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed the car in front of me. Now, we don't live that close to the middle school.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed, like, right outside of our neighborhood that we're driving behind somebody who has a our school mascot. Somebody that has a bumper sticker, so I know they go to our school.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, hey.
Hey.
There's someone in front of us that goes to our school.
Honk, honk.
So I'm trying to get close enough so I can see because I'm like, carpool opportunity. Unless this bitch is going to be like, too stressful, sorry. Right? But right. I'm like, oh, somebody lives near us.
Yeah,
who is it?
Right.
So anyway, we get close enough that they can – that the kids glance into the car and they're like, oh, that's our friend Jezebel.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I can't remember what her name is. Like, for real. Uh-huh. That's our friend Jez. So I'm like, oh, okay. So then just me being me, mm-hmm. I know you're the same way. Mm-hmm. I'm like, So who's Jezebel?
Right.
I'm always up for like finding
yeah,
new friends.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, she's really cool. She's our friend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, who does she hang out with? Like, what elementary school did she go to? They don't know. But they're like, oh, she hangs out with blah, blah, blah. Okay. So that goes on for a little while. Then we were behind them the whole time. So we get to the school and we do the drop off line and Jezebel gets out of the car. And I was like, oh, you guys, I was like, that's not Jezebel. It's a guy.
What?
Jezebel walks out. It's a dude, like short hair, you know, basketball
right.
shorts,
right?
You know, a dude.
Right.
And then Xander's like pokes his head and he's like, "No, mom, that's Jezebel."
Oh.
And I was like, "What?
Wow.
Hey." I'm like, so I look at Xander and I give him a big wink and I'm like, "Oh, gender nonconforming," right?
Yeah.
Which brought a lot of happiness to my heart. Because as you know from a previous, the mm-hmm. last Patreon we did.
Right.
I was feeling really like,
yeah.
oh my God, Xander's the only one
right.
at his school. And I had been trying to tell him, hey, in middle school, we're going to see a lot more
mm-hmm.
loosening up of this, like, boys are like this and girls are like
right.
this. And there will be, you might not be the only trans kid, but
right.
there will probably be some gender nonconforming kids
right.
or some, you know, kids that are gay already.
Right.
Some more LGBT stuff starts
yeah.
happening in middle school,
mm-hmm.
but thus far hadn't seen it.
Right, right.
Hadn't
right.
heard about it. So now, but what was really beautiful was that that wasn't one of the descriptors that they gave me when they were telling me about Jezebel.
Oh,
right.
That's
like
right.
That wasn't even in the description that they didn't even think to, because it didn't even stand out to them.
Right.
It wasn't like, Mom,
yeah,
there's a girl that dresses like a boy. It was just right. Like, yeah, that's just Jezebel.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like,
oh, like made my heart so happy this
that's
morning.
Nice.
I know, I got all excited.
Oh, I'm glad. I thought you were gonna like give us another twist and say, no, that's wrong. I don't know.
No,
that's
the nice. Twist was that I was like, oh, that's clearly a guy. They thought we were behind the wrong person. They didn't
yeah.
see who it was.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, that is the girl.
Aww.
Yes.
That's nice.
I know.
That's awesome.
Cool.
Well, so does Xander, like, are they in the same class or anything like that?
I have no idea because it literally, it's a drop-off
right.
line. So they got out of the car, so I wasn't able to go like, oh.
Right, right, right.
But I will say that, like, I don't know, maybe it's just not a deal to the kids. Like, because at our elementary school, mm-hmm. there was a second grader. Now, Xander switched over
mm-hmm.
in second grade.
Right.
But there was a second grader there who, I mean...
Already?
Full-on girl who dressed only like a boy, seemed like a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not just tomboyish, but, like,
right.
really was only the same way Xander was.
Right.
But I asked Xander about it, and Xander's like, nope, just gender nonconforming.
Mm.
Like,
well, I mean, you're
so we'll
right.
See.
In middle
I think,
school, that is going to start loosening up a little bit. Thank God.
Yeah, loosen up, people.
Yeah, come on.
Loosen up.
Jesus.
Okay.
Everybody calm down.
Hey, guys. In this time of need, care.com is here to help.
That's right. You know, listen, especially nowadays, we need something we can trust. We need, you know, they have everything you need. Nannies, sitters, after school care.
Yeah. And here's
okay?
the thing. Right now, a lot of us have a lot on our plate. You know, maybe you work from home, but your kids are home
That's right.
doing school and you need somebody to help you watch the kids or help them manage school while you do your job.
That's right. That's a good point.
Care.com is here to help you.
We've used it.
Yes.
Many times. Yeah.
Sometimes you just need a regular sitter. Sometimes you have to go out and just do some errands and you need somebody to watch the kids.
Right.
They have it all. Child care, senior care, house care, pet care.
Everything. Tutoring.
Yes.
That's a good one.
I have used care.com many times.
Yes, me too.
I used care.com to find a regular sitter.
Right.
Yeah, back mm-hmm. when I was doing my show.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also used them to find just somebody to come to
yeah.
once in a while. On
yes.
a weekend.
Whenever you need it. And
yeah.
they're available whenever you need them.
Yeah. And I have a premium membership and you should get one too. We have a special offer for you right now. 30% off of a premium membership. So to save 30% off a care.com premium membership, visit care.com/loud or use the promo code loud. So you want to save 30% off of care.com premium membership, visit care.com/loud or use the promo code loud.
Hey, we want to talk about Omega XL?
Heck yeah, we do.
Of course we do.
Love this stuff.
No, this is great. Not only is it good for pain, I've had a huge knot in my back for a long period of time, and it helps with the pain and it helps with inflammation. Listen, I've used it. It's good for back pain, knee pain.
Backed by 35 years of clinical research, it attacks the inflammation that's causing the pain. It's brilliant because pain relievers and topical rubs, they just mask the problem.
Right.
Right. But Omega XL neutralizes the inflammation that
right.
causes the painful stiff joints.
So let's get you started on Omega XL now and get a second bottle free. So visit OmegaXL.com/FCOL. That's OmegaXL.com/FCOL, or you can call 1-800-844-4888. That's 1-800-844-4888.
That's 800-844-4888. More news.
Yes.
That I told you between shows.
Oh, yeah.
Talkies is back. So you might remember Talkies.
Who?
Of yeah. the emergency room trip due to
uh-huh.
me feeding her too many Talkies.
Right.
Or her getting in. She's like a squirrel that got into my
yes.
pantry.
Yes.
Like, it's not my fault that your kid helps herself to our snacks.
Yeah, they're lucky that you didn't get all uptight and go, well, hello, that bag. You know how much a bag costs? Like,
that's my Fiesta size.
Yeah, come on, everybody. Like, I just went grocery shopping, and now your kid's going and eating all my snacks?
Yeah. Darn Konyos.
So, wait a minute. Now, we thought that, didn't Takis leave?
So, here's the thing. Towards the end, okay, so the Takis incident, Takis gate happened.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And then Takis' mom was not happy with me, might remember. Mm-hmm. So the play dates kind of stopped for a little while because there was dad doesn't feel comfortable with Takis being at your house.
Right.
So then, they dried up.
Yeah.
But then they were kind of still hanging out, but they went to her house a few times.
Yeah.
But then remember, Takis was sort of got enamored with Quinceanera dress.
Yes, that's right.
Dress model.
Yes.
Everybody
What happened to Quinceanera?
She went to a different school, thank God.
Okay.
Because she was like the Mexican queen bee. Mm-hmm. So there was like the white queen bee. It was very – and then there was the Mexican queen bee. So all the girls – well, Mexican girls and the white girls were all obsessed with Quinceanera dress.
Okay. Well,
she's
like a model, right? Like, wasn't
pretty
she, like,
models Quinceanera dresses. Yeah. Remember she asked me to follow her on Instagram?
No, yeah. How could I forget?
Yeah. So they're all obsessed with her.
Right.
I forgot what I named her, but they're all like, Quinceanera dress.
Yeah, that's
what are you
call
doing
her.
After school? Quinceanera dress. Look over here. Come over here.
Right.
You know? And then the queen bee of the white girls was not interested in Sadie at all. None of those. But she really liked. Anyway, point is. Mm-hmm. They started having a couple of negative playdates where it was Quinceanera Takis invited Quinceanera dress over, and then Sadie kind of went and she was like a third wheel.
Right.
And they went swimming, and Sadie couldn't go swimming that day, and they paid no attention to her. Mm. This was very close to when she moved.
Right.
So one of our last – that happened, and Sadie texted me. The mom texted me like, oh, Sadie wants to come home. So I had gone over there, picked her up. Taken her home. She was crying. They were ignoring me.
Yeah.
They wouldn't come out of the pool. They wouldn't play with me. And I was like, F Takis.
Mm-hmm.
See you later.
Right.
You know, have fun in your new city.
Mm-hmm.
She moved. Didn't hear anything about it again. So last week we're at school and I come to pick up. It's like midweek and both – I look over and Sadie's like basically holding hands with Takis, super happy.
Really?
Yeah. And Xander's like, look, Takis is back.
Oh, wow.
No one had given a heads up. The mom had not texted me and said, hey, by the way, we're moving back into town. Uh-huh. Are you going to this middle school?
Right.
They
didn't
even know that we were going to be at the school or that Sadie would be there.
Oh.
And now they're like BFFs again because there's no Quinceanera dress in the way.
Good. But did this Takis come late into the game or was the Takis there since the beginning?
No. I'm saying like she literally just moved back. No,
wow.
They've been in school for weeks.
Yeah. Okay.
No. All of a sudden just appeared.
That's nice, though.
And I asked her, I was like, hey, what's up? Mm-hmm. Like, why'd you move back? And she's like, oh, well, you know, there
didn't
weren't a lot of Takis
where I live.
She said apparently she said it wasn't a really safe area where they were living and the mom just wanted to come back. I don't know the story, but she's back.
Wow.
But, I mean, they're not going to like – it's nothing's going to really change.
But how is Sadie now like in middle school a few weeks in? Is she like acclimated?
Okay. So
her friends
– so here's – all right. Okay. She seems happier.
Mm-hmm.
She's always FaceTiming with people. She seems to have a group of friends that she FaceTimes with.
That's nice. That's
but she
good.
Doesn't seem to have a lot of IRL friends.
Uh-huh.
And – but there's this girl that she – that's – I think I talked about on a previous show. It's my friend's – my friend has two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
The older daughter was going to school with Elby. Their friendship never really took off. But the mom and I are friends,
We
really wanted our daughters to be friends. But that friendship didn't work. And then the younger ones were going to different schools.
Mm-hmm.
So they never really – they liked each other and played together a few times.
Right.
But they never really
–
so when
right.
we found out they were both going to be going to the same middle school, we made a concerted effort over the summer to let's get them together. Let's force this friendship.
Right.
That girl didn't have any friends coming into
the school.
Yeah. And Sadie didn't have
mm-hmm. many friends, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Only a couple girls from her elementary school came over.
Right.
So it was great. They were hanging out. They were making slime. They were bonding. They'd had sleepovers. But here's the thing about Sadie, and maybe you can help me with this, because maybe I really see how Natalia's bloomed in middle school and has this like bigger group of friends. Mm-hmm. So Sadie seems to be kind of like a one friend, like she picks somebody and then that's her person.
Right.
Even if that person might not be that good for her.
Right.
And then she, so I've noticed, and John's noticed this too, and we had a talk with her, that the other friend, let's call her Liza.
Okay.
Liza's the friend that they were really bonding over the summer, having sleepovers.
The mom is your friend.
The mom's my friend. Mm-hmm. So school starts. She's hanging out with Liza. How's it going? Oh, great. You know, introducing. But Liza's making like another friend. Mm-hmm. They're hanging out a little bit. Sadie's like a little bored with that because they're kind of a little bit quiet and kind of.
Yeah.
Liza's not as social as Sadie seems to think she is now.
Right.
Sadie's like, I like to walk around and talk to everybody. And Liza likes to hang out with this other new girl she met.
Boring.
A little bit boring for her. Yeah. So, but here's the thing that bothers me. I don't know that Sadie knows how she comes off. I think she can come off a little bit biatchy sometimes. And I don't think she means it.
Right.
But I think Sadie can have a little puss on her face. I think she can be, you know, when they say that sometimes when people are shy, they come off as snobby. Well, I'm not sure if Sadie is shy or snobby.
Right.
Because I have noticed that when something else, like, okay, so since Taki started school, I notice after school, I'll see Liza, like, right by the exit of school waiting for her mom. And I'll see Sadie, like, hanging out with Takis, like, they're deep in conversation. And I see Liza leave, and I don't see Sadie even say bye
saying
to her.
Bye. I hate when my kids do that. I don't want to, like, police her social behavior.
But I did have a talk with her, and I was like, you know, I feel like you're ignoring Liza. Like, she's just, like, persona non grata to you.
Yeah.
Like, you're not even looking her way, talking to her, including her. I said, what's up with that? And she's like, oh, no, we still talk at school. But like, you know, I'm like, well, who'd you sit with at lunch today? Oh, well, Takis and I walked around and asked people for Takis and, you know, fruit by the foots, you know, doing our own thing. I'm like, OK, but what about Liza? She's fine, Mom. She's got friends, too. She hangs out with so-and-so. I'm like, yeah, but first of all, and I told her this. This is what I said. I was like, Takis is a fair weather friend.
Yeah.
Takis is going to be your friend until Takis gets into a group that's like more interesting to her. And she's going to leave you high and dry. It happened several times last year. I go, don't put all your eggs in the basket that is Takis.
Right.
I was like, don't abandon your friend because you know what? Liza was consistently your friend all summer.
Yeah.
She is so nice to you. And it's not like she's boring. She's a super fun girl. She's up for anything. She's really cool. They laughed a lot when they were together.
Yeah.
But I'm like, is she one of those people, John said, I think she's being a Marxist, which is like, you don't want to belong to any club that'll have me as a member.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Well, Liza likes me. So moving on.
Right.
Who else? So I said, so this weekend came. And guess what? Xander, who has actually made a friend, has a friend. They came over earlier in the week. I was telling you, took them to jam. Then they hung out on Friday. Then they had a sleepover at our house Friday night. So happy for Xander. Nice. Sadie's just twiddling her thumbs.
Right.
I was like, yeah, that's because the only friend you want to hang out with is Takis, and she's not having any playdates with us. Like, they're not, it's not happening. The mom, I've gotten no text from the mom. And I said to her, I was like, Sadie, you want to make some friendships happen? You have to make them happen. Now.
Right.
Like, I can't be.
Yeah.
I can't be begging this mom. So this is what I did. Tell me if you think I'm meddling too much. But I was like, you know what? Left to your own devices, you're not going to be making plans with Liza. So I want you to make some plans with her.
And what'd
I want you
say?
Guys to rebond. She was like, okay. So she reached out to her and then they made plans. And then the mom texted me yesterday, Sunday. And she was like, I guess the girls are trying to make plans. And I said, yes.
Good. Right.
And then she came over and they had a great time and they baked a cake and they played and they had fun. And I feel like, okay,
Yeah.
Am I pushing too hard? Is this too much? Am I overparenting?
No, because listen, look, I know where you're coming from. I have been exactly in that position. Like, hey, your friend, you didn't even say goodbye. You just walked right, like, he's sitting by himself or she's by herself. Like, that's your good friend, and now you're putting your eggs in one. I totally know where you're coming from there. I hate that. I hate that they do it. I hate that I have to tell them to do it. But one thing I just think – I feel like the chips just kind of fall where they go, and they kind of figure it out. Even if you do tell them, like, don't put your eggs in one basket. Go and hang out with the other one too and include the other one or whatever. I don't think – I feel like it just kind of – well, it's a good thing that you did that, like get them together over the weekend. Making suggestions like that is perfectly fine. It's not – you're not policing. But I don't, what I'm saying is that it might be a little bit of a waste of time because I feel like the kids just – they're going to do – they're going to hang out whoever they want to hang out with. And also, Taki might have changed. Maybe Taki's a little more humble now coming into the school. You know, you're a little nervous, I know, because – she just came into the new school and now she doesn't really know anybody and she's hanging out with Sadie. And then maybe she's going to just, after she makes new friends or other friends, then she's going to abandon Sadie. I totally get that. Right.
Also,
but maybe she's changed, maybe because she's
older. Takis is also a no getter. And yeah. I feel a little bit like your mom going, that Takis is a no getter.
You're going to go nowhere.
Yeah, because Takis like does poorly in school. And Sadie uses that as a like, well, I'm not the only one that got a bad grade on that or whatever. Other people did much worse. And I'm like, no.
I know.
No. Hang out with some kids that care about doing well in school. Like, I want my kid to care.
Well, look. I don't think there's any problem with telling your kids that kind of stuff and putting it into their head. Like, you're leaving that kid out. Like, go hang out with that kid. Include the kid. Call the kid. It's perfectly fine because eventually, also, too, I've noticed later on, they start to go, my mom's right. That person isn't, you know, that person is kind of not so great to hang out with. You know, I think they kind of – because I've seen it happen with Natalia later on. Like, she was like, yeah, you're right. That – she didn't say it to me, but she said it to her friend that that girl is kind of a troublemaker. This was a long time ago. But now kid's done a 360 and is like her.
I just really want to make sure that Sadie is kind.
Like, I know.
I don't want to find out that she's kind of a mean girl.
Yeah, I know. I know.
And
I was worried about that too.
It concerns me.
I know.
That she sometimes acts a little too cool for school.
Right. And it comes
it's
off.
Very different from Elby. Who is always worried that people – wants to please and worry, make sure everyone's included and is like
– I know.
Overly like that. And I feel like Sadie's underly like – is that a word? Is underly a word?
Well, it is now because I know what you'd mean. Yeah, I know. I was worried about that with Natalia too. And I still do because she does kind of come off – like I'll joke about it in front of her friends. Like, gosh, she's so mean. Like how are you friends with – like I'll say things like – this is Natalia. Jody was over recently and she showed a picture of Natalia like arguing with Sunny about popcorn at age like 3. And then she took the popcorn away from Sunny and then she's eating it and smiling. And it was like, this is Natalia in a nutshell. And her friends were like, yeah, we know that is Natalia. But Natalia is that way to Sunny, but not to them. Like Natalia is very, if she wants to be your friend, she will bend over backwards so that you will, they'll include her kind of thing. But now she's like, she's grown up now. She's really matured, but she's still kind of mean. She still has that mean streak to her. I don't like it. Like she'll point out things like, why are you just sitting there? Like, or something. Or she'll say, I'll say like, did you feed your cat? And she'll say, yeah, or something. And I'll go, what did you feed? No, I'm lying, Mom. I didn't feed. You know, she just says like,
right.
Okay, you don't need to repeat stupid things like that. Like, don't point out people's mistakes when they're asking you a question or something like that. It's just, come on. It's ridiculous. But it also is her age, I guess. I don't know. I just think that they'll figure their way eventually.
I had a little thing with Sadie. Really hope she doesn't listen to this podcast. But so she tells me, she waits. We're in the car alone together. And she says, so I got my test back and I got a C. She's like, but don't worry because a lot of people did terrible. Like other people got an F. And I was like, huh. And then now it was something that we'd gone over. Mm-hmm. She'd practiced it with me. We'd studied. It was the continents and the oceans. Uh-huh. Okay. So she had gone over it and I knew she knew her stuff.
Right.
So I was like, well, how did you get a C? Mm-hmm. Because I saw you practiced it all. You knew where all the oceans were and you knew the continents. She's like, well, we had to spell everything correctly. And I said, okay, well, how come you didn't? She's like, I thought I knew how to spell everything. I mean, I looked at it. Mm-hmm. She's being a no-getter, right? Yeah. And I said, I wasn't mad about the C. Mm-hmm. I was mad that, like, she didn't go that extra. Like, okay, but you were supposed to learn the spelling and you just didn't. Mm-hmm. Like, you were just like, eh, that's fine.
Right.
It's good enough.
That's
Sadie has an attitude of good enough.
Yeah.
I knew where everything was. What do you want from me?
Right.
I really,
right.
I got to learn the spelling
right.
too.
There's
yes,
spell
you
check.
Do need to learn the spelling.
I know.
And not only that, but when she had to, when we, last year, school year, when she had to learn all the states and capitals.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was challenging for her. She doesn't have as good a memory as other people. Mm-hmm. But she did it.
Mm-hmm.
And she did it right, and she got it all right. I
right.
mean, and she learned it in a week.
Yes,
I was like,
she's capable.
You have the ability mm-hmm. to learn how to spell. It's not a ton of words, right?
Right.
So she starts getting sad. Like, mm-hmm. I'm, and I said, Sadie, it's not, she's like, she starts to like get teary.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I just was irritated.
Yeah.
I wasn't even feeling bad.
I've been there.
I was like, you know what? Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I was like, why are you crying?
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like I can't do anything right. And I was like, you know what? That is such BS. I was mm-hmm. like, you're being manipulative right now.
Right.
I was like, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you do plenty of stuff very well. And I go, and I point that out to you all the time. I go, but I'm not going to be some parent that's like, it's okay that you got to see. I go,
yeah.
I would if you'd done your best.
Right.
I go, but what I'm upset about is not the C. It's that you never mentioned that you needed to spell it right. And you already knew, you knew that.
Mm.
So you should have told me when I quizzed you, you should have said, I need to be able to spell it. Let me practice
right.
the spelling.
Right.
I said, next time you could have gotten a B or an A
mm-hmm.
because if you just practiced it for 15 minutes.
Yeah,
but you chose not to because you want to watch ASMR videos
mm-hmm.
all night. I go, you spend 8 hours after school watching ASMR videos. You could take 10 minutes and,
yes.
and think about this. You know what I mean?
I know.
I was so frustrated.
I know. I go through the same thing with Sunny. Like, it's fantasy football. I mean, all that stuff. No problemo. But when it comes to tests and stuff, like, he just always tries to take the easy way out.
Yeah,
I know.
But what is this like, well, don't worry, other people did bad too. Well, guess what? I bet you a lot of people didn't do bad.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to point them out. You're not going to go like, oh, and it sucks because a lot of people did the work and got an A.
Right. I know. I know where you're coming from, sister.
So then I had to – then I was mad and I was like, you know – and then I thought about like apologizing. But mm-hmm. I was like, there's nothing to apologize for being a parent.
Right.
And then I said – I was like, I'm not your friend. Like,
yeah.
I'm your parent.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to just be like, oh, whatever you do, oh, you got to see. That's cool. Everybody else got to see. No.
No.
I was like, you can do better. And I expect you to. And I don't want to have to start like asking you every day, like, do you have a test tomorrow? What's
right.
it on? Did
right.
you, are you supposed to know how to spell stuff?
Right.
I don't know. Am I a bitch?
No. No, 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 no. No. You're a good, concerned mom. You're fine. Yeah, it's tough. But
I just have three very different children.
That's the problem. I know. It's hard when you have, like, different.
I never have to say to Elby, did you do your homework? Because that girl, if I told her, oh, don't
yeah.
worry about it.
Uh-huh.
I got to study. You have a good memory. You'll get it. She'd right. be like, Mom.
I know.
No, I have to study.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good, though.
Well, yeah.
Hey, we want to tell you about somebody new to us, OxiClean.
Mm-hmm. So, listen, I've already been using this product.
Me, too.
I'm going to tell you why. Because Penelope, who you may also know as my dog, my terrier,
uh-huh.
sleeps on our bed. And I know Phil
yes,
sleeps on your
and
bed.
Phil sleeps on mine.
Yeah, and guess what? The sheets and the duvet cover get stinky.
Uh-huh. Starts to smell like a wet dog on my bed.
It really does. And I got to tell you, regular laundry detergent doesn't always rid you of the
no.
smells and leave your clothes smelling really fresh and leave your bedding smelling fresh.
I will tell you, my daughter will know if something is ours instead of one of her friends in a pile of clothes because she loves the smell of
yes.
our clothing.
Yes. I've used OxiClean odor blasters for all these problems.
That's right, me too.
And more.
on a regular basis, yes, and yes. my family thanks me for it.
Right.
It helps kill smells of like sweat, and we mm-hmm. both have teenage boys.
Yes.
You know how stuff can get stanky and musty. Mm-hmm. And also, the kids are using the towels every day.
Oh my God.
And then leaving them outside.
And then they end up
rot.
Smelling like, yes. Yeah. Yes.
So you need, busy households like us with all this going on, need OxiClean. It's a great product. You got to try OxiClean odor blasters for yourself. To work your magic with OxiClean, go to OxiClean.com/try me and order a free sample. That's OxiClean.com/TRYME for a free odor blaster sample while supplies last.
What else you got to lose? It's free, for God's sakes.
So do you want to hear – oh, what? You look like you're going to say something.
I was going to say I had a very awkward experience with mothers this week. But
oh, my God. I had an awkward – I literally was going to tell you a really awkward thing that happened with a dad, but you go first.
Okay. So, well, you know that Natalia's doing this
volleyball?
Philanthropy
organization.
Yeah. Yes. Right?
With the moms and daughters club.
Yes. The mother-daughter thing. And there are some meetings that they have where it's just the daughters, and then there's some meetings where it's the mother and the daughter, and they're planning these events for, you know, the hunger, the food kitchen in
the
for the homeless, the pantry, yeah. and like the old folks home. There's all this is different stuff. So
right.
Natalia's on the social committee, and it's a small like six of them, and they're planning two events for between now and I don't know, the next year, summer, whatever. And they just have to plan two events for 36 girls to get together to whatever, to brainstorm. Anyway, there's been an email chain about this motherfucking thing. It's just nonstop. This email about for these six girls to get together. Well, parents shouldn't be involved. It should just come from the girls. It's their ideas. They plan. Okay, but they're not – how – are you want to email these girls? Like my girl's never done it yet. She doesn't know the other girls. She doesn't know what is she supposed to do? Where are we supposed to get together? There was a get together with just the parents, just the moms like months ago. And that went nowhere. And that just went nowhere. And then, so now one mom took the lead and said, okay, since there is a, big meeting for the chapter of girls this Friday at my house or at another woman's house at 6:30. From 6:30 to 8:30, they're going to get together. There's a big meeting.
Okay.
How about we incorporate at 5 o'clock, come to my house, just the six of us, and we'll plan these social events. And then they can go.
So the moms have to plan the social events?
Well, just to get them started, kick-started.
Okay.
Mom, daughter, come to my house 5 o'clock and we'll work on it. And then we can carpool to the next house
for
their
it.
Party.
Okay.
Okay, fine. All right. No problemo. So I go get Natalia at her friend's house on a Friday evening. And she's like, why are we going so early? The thing is not till 6:30. She's at her girlfriend's who they are going to that.
Mobile Muffin?
No. Muffin's not in it.
Okay.
So she's like, why are we leaving? So I go, Natalia, there's two meetings. One is just you. You're on the committee, not
right.
your friends that you're hanging out with right now. You'll see right. them later. Really? Why? Can't you just go? I go, no. It's mother-daughter. So there's that whole,
right.
you know. Exchange.
Are any of her friends in the daughter of the social committee?
No, that's what I'm saying. I said, because I'm taking
so
her away
got it.
To go meet other girls that she doesn't really know.
Okay.
There's a whole argument
that she
there.
She can get to know.
Right. So I go and get her on a 5 o'clock, 4:45 on a Friday evening. We get to this woman's house, pull up, knock on the door, come in. And there's this one poor woman who owns that is there. It's her house. And six, seven girls staring at her, just sitting in a small circle in her living room. And she got a little cheese platter. And I walk in with Natalia and I go, hi, you know. And she's like, okay, so what's your names? I gave her my names. And then I was like, I don't see any other moms. And I go, well, am I supposed to stay here? And she's like, honestly, I don't know because it's my first time either. I thought I made it clear that it's mother-daughter and it's in the email. And I go, yeah, that's why I'm here. I didn't just drop her off.
Right.
And I go, like, how are these girls going to get to this plan B at
yeah.
the second party? And she's like, well, good thing you're here.
And
oh,
I was like,
no.
Oh my God, really?
So all these women were just expecting mom to take all their kids to the next place?
Yes. Yes, and she said in her email, isn't that crazy? And
she said a bunch of entitled biatches.
I know. And she's like, obviously I was pretty clear in the email because understood.
It's
mother, daughter.
Right.
But nobody reads, I guess. I don't know. There's so many emails flying around about this stupid social gathering.
Yeah, but
committee.
Weird that all of the rest of them are like, I think it's a drop off.
Bye-bye. See you later. So long. Have fun.
And they didn't even walk their kid in
at which point
it would have been cleared up.
I guess not.
They just like, bye.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, she was like, okay, so can you stay? And like, I go, yeah, I plan on staying. And by the way, it's from 5 to whatever, to
6:15
and then go to the next house.
Right.
And so she's like, so can you help drive these girls to the next? I go, yeah, okay, I guess. Sure. So then I think Natalia doesn't know any of the girls. She knows all of them except for two. They all go to her school.
Okay.
And so then we're sitting there and they're coming up with – Natalia I was very proud of because she came up with the two ideas that they picked.
Okay.
And it was great and everything's fine. And she was just like – and then
– but then it's time to move them to the next house. And was anyone waiting for the moms to come back to take their daughters to the next house?
Mm-mm.
Or were they just like, oh, my mom said she'll pick me up at the next place?
No, the mom apparently was panicked. The other one mom was panicked because she was left alone with all these girls.
Right.
And she's like, I go, well, are they getting a ride? And she said, no. Apparently, these girls say that they're getting carpooled to the next. Because the woman that
– was like, oh, I guess someone else is going to do it.
I mean, it's crazy, right? It's really weird.
Yeah.
Does nobody read anything? It just – first of all, I was irritated and pissed off because am I the only dumbass? I wish I could have just drove up and dropped her off. And she would have – like, could you imagine? She would have been left with all these girls.
That would suck.
Yes.
So when you get to the next place and
here's the thing. So the other place, the second place, you just drop them off. It's just the girls.
Okay.
This one poor woman is having all these girls. They're doing s'mores. I don't know what they're talking about. I don't really care. Bye-bye. Pick you up at 8:30.
Right.
Okay. However, so I'm at this house. It's started at 5. We get there at 5. After complaining about the moms for 10 minutes with this poor mom that's just like a ghost. Like she just was just beside herself. She was this poor woman. So then by 5:25, they were done. They figured everything out. We got everything done by 5:30.
Right.
So now it's like, okay, so we're supposed to stay here now till 5:30, till what? Because we're going to plan B now.
Right.
So now we got to go to the next thing.
They got 50 minutes to kill.
Just to hang out at this woman's house? Natalia's like, can we go? And I'm like, no.
Go where?
Go where? I know.
And you have to take some of these other girls with you.
So Sonny was calling me to come pick him up because he stayed home that day and he had chest, you know, his chest was hurting, his head was hurting, but he wanted to go for his walk to go visit his friends. He goes to visit his friends and then he calls me to come pick him up and I'm like, I can't. And then I'm like,
why can't he walk back?
Because his chest was hurting because he was sick.
Okay.
And I said, try and find Olga. I don't know, where is Olga? So he's calling, he can't get a hold of Olga. And then I'm like, ooh, I gotta go. I'll be back though, but I gotta go. And I'm like, oh, take my – and Natalia's like, oh, bring me with you. I go, Natalia, think about that for 1 second. She's like, why not? I go, what am I going to do? She goes, just say I have to go with you. Like, really, Natalia? I'm going to say you have to come with me to go pick up
like you don't trust
brother?
This woman to have
– Right.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, okay. I guess you're right. So bye-bye, sister. I'll be back. So the lady's like, you're going to come back, right? I go, yeah, I'll come back. Because now they're just hanging around in their backyard eating carrot sticks and just making small talk.
Right.
But some of the girls knew each other. There's one girl that was very sarcastic who I loved. She was just like – she was trying to like – because it was very awkward, you know. And she's
right.
Like, and the mom's like, okay, can we think about anything else? Any other ideas? And the girl's just like – that one girl just kept like – how about we blah, 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 blah. Or, you know, she was just like cracking jokes and stuff.
Right,
and I'm like, Natalia, are you friends with this girl? She goes, yeah, that's so-and-so. And I go, well, you never talk about her. I like her. She's like, all right, Mom, settle down. So
reel it in, Mom.
Reel it in. So anyway, I go get Sonny. And then by the time I get back and stroll back in there. It's right. time to go.
Right.
I mean, those girls were like waiting on the front porch.
Right.
It's like, you know, 6:20.
Right.
It's 2 minutes away from where we are now.
Right.
So, all right, everybody get in the car and then we go. And at that place, I just drop them off and I'm out.
So you never dealt with the other moms again?
No, I don't know who they are, where they are, what their names are.
I would have been like wanting to catch sight of one of these moms and be like, oh, by the way, I gave your kid a ride.
Yes. You're welcome.
Yeah.
I just so weird.
Yeah.
It's just weird. I can't wait to find that mom again so we could gossip about it.
I feel like that a lot about – I just want to tell a lot of moms, like, you're welcome.
So right. It's so bizarre. I don't know. It's just bizarre.
I mean, there's a part of me that does like being the one that, like, handles stuff like
yeah.
that. But at the same time, it is weird when people are just like –
Right.
I guess,
by the way,
I guess someone else will do it.
Let's not – like, I picked Natalia up from her one friend's house because she's with, like, three or four of her friends that are going to that meeting at 6:30, but they don't have to be at her little meeting at 5.
Right.
Okay. So I extract her from that house. But I say hi to the mom, and she's going, like, I got to go out. My husband and I have this, like, date thing. Do you think you could take the girls to the second – to the meeting? And I'm like – Yeah, that's fine. I guess I got to go to this meeting right now. When I'm done, I'll come back. I'll get Natalia's friends and we'll all go I'll drop them off, right?
Right.
Well, now I got to stop what I'm doing. I got to text her and go, by the way, I can't now because other moms are assholes and they just dropped their daughter
right,
off.
Right.
And now I got to clean up the mess. So sorry.
Right.
And she's like, oh, okay. I'll get my oldest daughter to drive them over. I'm like, okay, why didn't you do that to begin with? Okay. Why are you going to ask me? There's also that, too. It's like, I wouldn't do that.
I know. I hate asking for stuff.
I know. I don't know her that well. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. She comes out to my car to say hi. By the way, do you think you can blah, blah, blah? Okay.
Like, we got lives. We're busy,
right,
Chachi.
Right.
All right. I got an awkward,
awkward
one, too.
Awkward. Yes.
Okay. So I'm at LB's basketball game Saturday. And there's a lot of kids on our team.
Oh,
there are like 13 kids on our basketball team.
Really?
Yeah. It's annoying. Mm-hmm. But so we're at this place. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, you're
we're
at Mambo.
At three different places. I was at Mambo yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
But the day before that, I was at like Simi Valley.
Community
John
College.
John went to Simi Valley. Moore Park College.
Moore Park.
Yeah. So I'm at Moore Park College.
That direction is better than the other direction.
Yeah. But by the way, all of these places are like – I hate the feeling of going new places.
Yes,
so
I know.
You got to wait. You got to put it in your GPS, and then you got to figure out where's the parking.
I know.
And then you got an anxious kid who's like, "We got to get there." I'm
right.
like, "You're already an hour ahead of time."
I know.
Like they want you there an hour ahead.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, again, there's never room to practice.
Mm-hmm.
They want them there. You know what? I don't know. I don't
right.
know why.
Right. I know.
Say, you know why? Because they just want to make sure they're there.
I guess.
But then can you do that 30 minutes ahead of time?
Yes.
Like, does it have to be an hour?
No.
Because all the courts are taken by there's
right.
games
Where
going
are they
on.
Practicing?
They're not going to
practice.
Warming
up.
It's 100 degrees outside. They're not going outside to
right.
condition.
Right.
Like, you know, anyway, point is, so we get to Moore Park College and there's all these games going on. Elby's over sitting on a bench and there's nowhere really for parents to sit.
I hate
You've been there,
that.
Right? Go outside.
I can't remember, yeah.
It's at a freaking college at a gym. There's no bathroom. There are porta potties. We had to go to porta potties outside. Yeah, I go outside and I was like, oh, where's the bathroom? And they're like, point their finger and there's a row of porta potties. And I was like, really?
Seriously?
I go, we're at a college.
Right.
And they said, well, there is a bathroom, but you have to walk, like, and it's 100 degrees outside. They're like, you have to walk up this place and go there, and this second building, there's a bathroom
everything's
in there.
Everything's locked up on the weekends.
I was like, fine, I'll go to the porta potty. Mm-hmm. Go to the bathroom. Now I'm in a kind of a bad mood.
Yeah.
Come back in. There's nowhere to sit. So I go to, like, there's this big black man sitting by himself sort of in the corner. And I kind of walk by him. And there's, like, a little area where I can kind of squat down and, like, sit
right.
against a wall and be on Facebook.
Right.
Right?
Right. Right.
Say to the guy, like, hey, how's it going? I said, do you have is your daughter? It's all girls in there. I was like, is your daughter playing right now? And he goes, nope. And I said, oh, okay. I go, you don't have, like, a kid here? And he goes, nope, just watching.
What?
So now I'm, like, a little bit like, really? You just came? That's weird.
Yeah.
That's, like, unaccompanied person at a playground at this point. I'm like, just a bunch of girls playing basketball?
So I'm like, anything else kind of weird.
So then he says, "Oh, is your daughter playing?" And I said, "Yeah, she's on a team. They're playing like the next game, but they're a little behind schedule." I go, "She's with those girls over there," and I kind of point. And he goes, "Oh," he goes, "Is there like a big girl, like a big African American girl, glasses that plays on that team?" And we have like a couple of people who could possibly meet that description. So I was like, I go, "Which one?" He goes, "Sitting over on the bench over there. Is she on your team?" And I'm like, now I'm like standing up. I'm trying to be friendly about it, even though I'm a little bit wary of this guy.
Right.
But I like stand up. I kind of look over and I'm like, "Hey, who?" And he goes, "She was just standing up over there a minute ago." Then I look, I go, "Oh, do you mean this girl that's like laying down over there?" And he goes, "Yeah. Yeah, is she good?" And I said, "Actually, she's great." I go, she's one of the best players on the team. I go, and also, I don't know what came over me, but I was like, not only that, she's super nice. I go, she's got like a great attitude. I go, my daughter loves her. And he goes, oh, good. And I said, are you a scout? Right. And he goes, no, that's my daughter.
Oh.
And I was like,
what the hell?
And I was like, "You're an asshole."
Oh my
God. That could have gone really badly for me.
Yes.
I go, that could have gone sideways and it would have been a long 4 years.
Oh my God.
If I was the kind of person who would have, I mean, I can't imagine a scenario where I would have been like, "No, she sucks, dude." But he was thought he was being funny.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of funny, but I was like,
that's not funny if you knew who I am.
How awkward would that have been if I was like,
"Yeah, she's a ball hog." No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. She looks like she'd be good, but actually very clumsy.
Yes.
And like, no. Yeah, yeah. And not nice. Kind of a biatch.
Oh, my God.
Not a team player at all. I was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I almost had a heart attack when he said that.
Yeah.
And then he was like, "We met before. We met at this other game." And then I felt like, okay, now you're kind of saying that I'm
shaming
like,
you.
Yeah. So I said, I was like, "You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I go, I have three, there's been a lot of games. I go, I have three kids that are all involved in different activities."
Right.
I didn't really want to get into the fact that Sadie and Xander don't have a lot of extracurricular activities.
Fine. He doesn't
need to know. No, but I was like, I meet a lot of parents.
Right.
I'm sorry. And then the next game was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting next to that guy again, who now I know who he is and who his daughter is. And we're sitting together. And then I made some joke or whatever. I was like, "Oh, do you?" I go, "Do you have a kid playing on this team?" And he started laughing. But I was like, "I'm still mad at you."
Ah, that's funny.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, good times. I love that you're a basketball mom now. Now you're traveling everywhere.
Travel basketball mama. Yeah. Hey, this was a good show. And I want to thank our sponsors. ForceOfNatureClean.com, Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea, BuyRaycon.com/FCOL, DudeProducts.com,
Dude.
Enter Corolla 20, GoodAmerican.com/FCOL, that's the jeans, and The Spotlight, SPOTLYTE.com/FCOL. And guys, get on the Patreon train because we have these really cute reusable bags.
Yes.
They have a little – they come with a pouch.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just stick them in the pouch. I should take a picture of the pouch.
Yeah, you should. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, you have the videotape of you unboxing Ulysses bought you that cute T-shirt.
Yeah.
And we videotaped you opening it.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to put that on the For Crying Out Loud on the FCOL pod Insta.
Yeah.
We have to set us up with the password. Anyway, for $5 a month, you can listen to all the bonus content. And Lynette talked about update on Adam.
Mm-hmm. On everything.
So be sure to tune in for that.
Yep.
So that's $5. For $10, I'll send you out a bag. And for $25, you get your name said on the show.
Like,
and for
yeah.
I think we did that at the beginning of the show.
Oh, we did. That's right.
And for $50, you get a business shout out. And here's who we got. Kate Marengo. We love you, Kate.
Oh, I love that, Kate.
Yeah.
She talked my ear off the other day.
Oh, Kate. Kate's going through some stuff. Go visit Kate on our Realtin page.
Okay.
We love you, Kate. Interior Chicago. Give her business some love. She needs some love. InteriorChicago.com. Find her, Kate Marengo. Sarah Kelsey is with Northwest DNA. They do paternity and relationship testing, including a non-invasive prenatal paternity test. They're in Seattle, but they do appointments everywhere. Go to nwdnatesting.com Coldwell.com. Jeremy Bishop with Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. He's going to find you a realtor, professionally vetted realtor that will actually earn their commission. And it's free and nationwide. So call or text him at 520-981-1305. It's like an agent for realtors, yeah. I think. And last but not least, Michelle Baker. She's with Green Horizon. They do the CBD. Also, they've got this like cream.
Oh, really? Is that what it is?
That you rub on anywhere you have pain. And we'll help at mygreenhorizon.com/store/FCOLBaker.
Nice.
Thank you, Kaylin.
Thank you, everybody.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to today's podcast made possible by our friends at Breyers. Breyers Carb Smart. You hear us talking about them all the time.
Love it.
I just ate like a whole box the other night of the caramel swirl. It's delicious. They also have the chocolate covered almonds. That's now become my favorite.
Yeah, they're low carb though, so it doesn't matter.
That's right.
Scarf down the whole box.
Yeah, take the whole box. Why not?
What's it
definitely
to you?
150 calories or less and 3 to 5 grams net carbs per serving. They're frozen treats. They're perfect for the summer. Here's our special offer for our listeners. They can, from Breyers Carb Smart, they can go to Breyers.com/FCOL and get a special $2 off coupon. That's right. $2 off to enjoy the delicious Breyers Carb Smart frozen treats, the perfect companion to your low carb lifestyle. That's Breyers.com/FCOL. Print out your $2 coupon and enjoy. You can go to Walmart, Target, Kroger, Amazon Fresh, wherever you shop. Go check them out.